KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's sunny and 50 degrees in Atlantic. We look for continued sunny skies today with a high of 75. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say one of their deputies suffered minor injuries while in a foot pursuit of a suspected prowler Saturday morning. The incident occurred when Deputy Brian Moore responded to a call for assistance from Red Oak Police. A resident had advised officers she heard noises in the rear of her home early Saturday morning in the 400 block of Jennifer Circle. During their investigation, authorities observed a man running south from the area and began to pursue him. During the pursuit, Deputy Moore became entangled in a single strand of barbed wire and was knocked off his feet. Moore reportedly received lacerations on both legs and two puncture wounds to the right leg. The deputy was treated and released from Montgomery County Memorial Hospital in Red Oak. There was no word on the status of the suspect. News time is 8:01.
Hi, this is Jesse with the TV Store in Atlantic, your local Dish-authorized retailer. Do you want high-definition and DVR service on all your TVs in your home? Now you can with the Hopper system from Dish. With the Hopper system, you can watch three live high-definition programs and one recorded event, all at the same time, all in HD. The system also includes Primetime Anytime, which will record all four major networks in HD from 7 to 10 p.m. automatically and store the information for 8 days, so you'll never miss your favorite program, even if the show broadcasts at a different time than usual. Stop by the TV Store at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic and see a live demonstration of how the Hopper system can work for you. As always, we do our own installations and service what we sell. You can also get information by calling the TV Store at 712-243-3032. Limited time offer subject to change without notice regarding capacity limit in selection markets. Hopper available with qualifying HD packages. Hardware and programming sold separately. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Well, virus has been spreading among children in central Iowa. Authorities say it's called hand, foot, and mouth disease, which causes sores on a person's hands, feet, and mouth. Mercy Central Pediatric Clinic in Des Moines reports that it's treated dozens of small children with the disease. Dr. Nader Aljuni says it is more prevalent in toddlers who are exposed to daycare centers or when interacting with other kids. Experts say the best defense against the disease is frequent hand washing and disinfecting shared toys. Aljuni says the unusually warm spring has brought a new batch of viruses that aren't expected until the summer months. There's a dire need for volunteers to help out at several Department of Veterans Affairs facilities in western Iowa and eastern Nebraska. Will Ackerman, a spokesman for the VA's Nebraska-Western Iowa healthcare system, says the vital core of hundreds of volunteers absolutely help to keep the system running.
We're seeing a lot of our volunteers aging, and you know, certainly some of them are retiring or even passing away. So we're really trying to encourage people of all ages, but especially some of our younger population, to get involved.
He says volunteers are needed for a number of services throughout the VA healthcare system.
We have about 800 volunteers throughout our Nebraska-Western Iowa healthcare system. They do so many things that we just don't have staff to do, such as doing coffee rounds, maybe in the lobby or around the floors. We have a transportation network and just greeters at our front door.
Ackerman says it isn't just the VA hospital in Omaha that needs volunteers, but there are veterans' clinics, community living centers, and other facilities in many cities around the region, including Shenandoah.
Volunteers also do a lot of very important things, so certainly there's opportunities for them to volunteer at a location that's even closer to where they might live.
Volunteer orientation classes are being held frequently at various facilities, often twice a month. An orientation class for teens between 13 and 18 is planned for the Omaha VA Medical Center for June the 1st. You can contact your nearest VA facility for details on volunteering opportunities. A group that was formed by military wives in 2006 to help wounded soldiers is reaching out to Iowa veterans. Robin Kelleher is president of the Hope for Warriors organization.
We have 10 different programs that begin at bedside. And so we are at the hospitals when our service members come in from Iraq or Afghanistan. We work with the families on the onset of injury, so to help sort of alleviate some of the financial pitfalls they may see along that path of recovery. And then later into the recovery process, we offer other programs.
Kelleher talks in more detail about the organization's programs.
Spouses scholarships, financial needs assistance grants. We have a Warrior's Wish program that grants wishes to severely wounded. We have a team that supports and trains our service members to do athletic endeavors despite their different injuries. And we, at the end of that cycle, you would see a program called Above and Beyond, and that's where we really work in the transition piece for them.
The group has joined in a partnership with the Casey's Convenience Store chain to help raise awareness about their programs.
We have a website that's very comprehensive on our different programs, and that's hopeforthewarriors.org. If you go to Casey's this month and buy one of their large specialty pizzas, there's a sticker on the outside of the box that gives you all of our contact information. And for every large specialty pizza they sell, they are donating $1 to Hope for the Warriors.
She says anyone who wants to help the effort can make a donation as well.
We have people who do beneficiary events for us all the time, from lemonade stands to putting on their own runs in their own community. You can certainly make a donation online. As of this weekend, if you text WARRIORS to 20222, you can make a $10 donation.
The organization is headquartered in North Carolina, but Kelleher says they are expanding their presence across the country in states like Iowa that have soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. The threat of bad weather on the Pacific coast has delayed the final voyage of the USS Iowa to its final docking site at the port of Los Angeles. A group of veterans have been working on the ship's restoration at its docking site in Northern California. George Hillebrand is proud to have served on the USS Iowa during World War II.
And here I am all these years later, and every weekend I'm aboard it and just having the time of my life.
John Wolfenbarger is another World War II veteran who served on the famous battleship. He was part of the delegation who toured the retired warship with Navy officials 3 years ago when lobbying began to save the Iowa from the scrap heap.
When I came aboard, I said, boy, it sure don't look like it does when I left it in 1945.
Michael McIntyre served on the ship in the 1980s.
I grew up on this ship in my early 20s, and now I'm 46 years old, and I'm back.
McIntyre was on board the ship when one of its gun turrets exploded, killing 47 of his fellow soldiers, or sailors it is. Just days after the Navy announced the Iowa would be saved rather than sold for salvage, McIntyre left his home in New York, bound for San Francisco Bay.
Put my stuff in storage, I kissed my girlfriend goodbye, said goodbye to my friends and family, and drove across the country.
He envisions a restored USS Iowa partly as a floating memorial to the soldiers who died on the battleship during that 1989 accident. The USS Iowa was to have been towed under San Francisco's Golden Gate Bridge on Sunday, but the weather delayed the start of her four-day journey to Los Angeles. In other news, the Iowa Department of Transportation is now distributing the 2012 Iowa Transportation Map for Bicyclists, a popular publication updated to show new 4-foot paved shoulders and trails that have been completed since the 2009 version was published. The map is now available for free at locations throughout the state and on the Internet. And as in past versions, the map highlights bike-friendly routes by identifying the bike trails and traffic levels for paved roads. Detailed maps for Iowa's 16 largest cities are shown, depicting bike trails, highways, major streets, and city boundaries. A person riding a bicycle on a public road has all the rights and responsibilities applicable to the driver of a motor vehicle, including knowing and obeying all traffic laws and rules of the road. To assist bicyclists in understanding their rights and responsibilities, a section of the map is highlighted to dedicated to highlighting rules of the road for bicyclists. Bicyclists are urged always to wear helmets, use lights at night, and watch out for road hazards, including gravel, sand, and debris. The 2012 Iowa Transportation Map for Bicyclists is available online at the DOT's website at iowadot.gov/Iowa Bikes or by calling 515-725-3084 or 888-472-6035. Authorities say the body of a man has been found at the bottom of a rock quarry in northeast Iowa. The body and a burned-out sport utility vehicle were found Friday evening at the quarry just south of Dyersville. The body was taken to the state lab in Ankeny for identification and examination to determine the cause of death. Dubuque County Sheriff's Captain Dale Snyder said the incident is still being investigated, but that it appears the SUV landed in the quarry and burned after a traffic accident. And authorities have released the names of four people who died after a boat collision on the Mississippi River in Iowa. Des Moines County Sheriff Mike Johnstone today listed them as 22-year-old Jacob Boyd, 21-year-old Matthew House, 21-year-old Blake Eakins, and 20-year-old Caitlin Ashley. All four victims are from Burlington. The Iowa DNR said the four bodies were found Sunday within 100 yards of the crash site. None of the victims was wearing a life vest. Along with the four killed, eight people were injured when two John boats, those are flat-bottom boats often made of aluminum, crashed in the O'Connell Slough area of the river just before 2 a.m. Saturday. One of the boats was carrying 11 people, the other had a single passenger. Taking a look at national news headlines, some NATO protesters in Chicago are promising to march to Boeing's headquarters today, while immigration rights activists plan to gather at a site where federal officials are considering building a detention facility for illegal immigrants. The city is bracing for more demonstrations on the last day of the NATO summit. Yesterday, police made 45 arrests. World leaders will discuss the war in Afghanistan, European missile defense, and other issues. The operators of a privately run prison in southwestern Mississippi are investigating Sunday's riot by inmates that left one guard dead and several others injured. Authorities say at one point more than a dozen prison employees were being held hostage at the Adams County Correctional Center in Brandon, Mississippi. The prison holds illegal immigrants. And a former Rutgers student will find out today whether he'll be going to prison. 21-year-old Darren Ravi could get up to 10 years behind bars. He was convicted of bias intimidation after using a webcam to secretly record his roommate kissing another man. Days later, roommate Tyler Clementi killed himself. News time is 8:11.
Hi, this is Jesse with the TV store in Atlantic. Is your internet connection driving you up the wall? Off more than it's on? Constantly buffering when you're trying to watch a video? Slower than slow or just no service at all at your home? Well, I have a solution for you. Dish High-Speed Internet powered by Xceed. Dish High-Speed Internet is satellite internet at its best with download speeds up to 12 megs. That's fast. With Xceed, an optional wireless router, all your toys can connect to the internet, including your smartphones, iPad, Kindle, TV, DVD player, and even your computer. The system includes a dish assembly and a modem, which is installed for you. Stop at the TV store, your local dish authorized retailer, 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or call 712-243-3032 for all the details on how to truly get high-speed internet from Xceed and Dish Network. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary. Visit your authorized dish retailer for availability, details, terms and conditions, and Viasat's data allowance policy.
In the funeral announcements, Jack Rasmussen, age 86 of Manila, died Thursday at the Manila Manor. Funeral services for Jack Rasmussen will be today at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. Arthur Masur, age 82 of Harlan, died Thursday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Arthur Masur will be today at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Clara Mae Thornton, age 78 of Griswold, died Thursday at her home. Funeral services for Clara Thornton will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Madeline Lorraine Miller Strom, age 84, formerly of the Fontenelle area, died Thursday at Iowa City Health Care Center. Celebration of life services for Madeline Strom will be held June 16th at 11 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. And Neoma Ridlin, age 93 of Avoca, died Sunday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Services for Neoma Ridlin are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.